Once again, brothers and sisters in Christ, welcome to our combined worship service for our 44th anniversary as a church.
再一次的弟兄姐妹, 欢迎来到我们教会44周年的联合崇拜。
I believe the Lord has something to speak to us from the scripture passage this morning.
我相信上帝要用他的话语来跟我们说话。
Do you know that Singapore has been labeled as the myopia capital of the world?
新加坡被命名为我们的近视城市。
So myopia or short-sightedness has been afflicting our children and young people for many years, and now it has reached such a critical stage that our Ministry of Education is very concerned.
我们的儿童跟青年得到近视的几率高到我们的教育部已经开始关心这个问题了。
You see, Singapore students have the dubious distinction of having the highest incidence of myopia in the entire world.
新加坡的儿童其实在全世界我们近视的人数是数一数二的。
So Singapore is first in many things, we are also first in short-sightedness.
我们在很多方面都第一，可是在近视方面我们也第一了。
Myopia affects about 30% of our children by the time they reach the age of 7.
在近视在我们七岁的孩童当中占了30%。
By the time they reach 12 years old, it is 63%, 65%.
到了12岁之内有63%是近视的。
And then by the time they reach young adult age, 83% of them are short-sighted.
到澄清的时候竟然有83%是近视的。
And according to Associate Professor Lee Su Yen, who is a senior consultant and deputy head of the Surgical Retina Department at the Singapore National Eye Center, the high childhood myopia rate in Singapore is largely due to the fact of frequent near work activities. For example, playing with computer games or looking at the iPad or mobile phone and things like that.
根据我一位副教授，他是新加坡眼科中心的一个顾问跟副主任，他说这个近视的程度呢，是因为我们的孩子很多近距离的玩电脑或者在电脑平台上互动。
And of course, the other reason for myopia is genetic. So if both parents are short-sighted, very naturally, the children will be myopic as well.
当然其他的原因有, 基因, 如果你父母亲是戴眼镜的, 很可能小孩是戴眼镜的。
But there is an ailment that is far worse than myopia. It is spiritual myopia or spiritual short-sightedness, and its sufferers are more numerous.
可是有一个疾病更为比近视更为可怕，那就是属灵的近视。那更多人就患了这个疾病了。
You see, spiritual myopia is a spiritual disease that causes its sufferers to look only at their own needs and ignore the needs of people around them.
属灵的近视是属灵的疾病，它让一个人只看到自己的需要，而没有看到别人的需要。
So those who suffer from spiritual myopia rarely can see the needs of those needy people around.
所以当你有属灵的近视的时候，你很难看到你周遭的人的需要。
And some of the symptoms of this spiritual ailment are insensitivity, apathy or indifference, lack of interest, self-seeking and stinginess.
在这个属灵近视的一些症状，有对麻木、冷漠、没有兴趣、很自我或者自私。
Brothers and sisters, since God has called us as a church to transform lives for Christ here in this community here in Pasir Ris, we must address this issue of meeting the personal needs of people within our community.
弟兄姐妹，既然上帝让我们成为改变这个社区的一个主要的工作，那我们必须让这个看到人实际需要的这个工作放在我们心中。
So this morning, as we listen to the word of God from the scripture passage, we ask that the Holy Spirit will perform an operation on our spiritual perception so that we may see beyond our own personal needs and notice the needs of people around us.
今天当我们看经文的时候，我们祈求圣灵能够感动我们，让我们看到我们不是只是自己的需要，而是看到别人的需要。
So let us stand as we read the word of God together.
让我们一起读圣经的话语。
Today's scripture passage is from Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37, but we will only read verses 25 to 29.
今天我们读路加福音十章二十五节到三十九节。
So let's read together. And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, What is written in the law? How do you read it? And he answered, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered correctly. Do this.And you will live. But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? So the Chinese version.
有一个律法师起来试探耶稣说，夫子，我该做什么才能承受永生？耶稣对他说，律法上写的是什么？你念的是什么呢？他回答说，你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。耶稣说：“你回答的是，你这样行，就必得永生。”那人要写明自己有理，就对耶稣说：“谁是我的邻舍呢？”
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
God, our gracious Heavenly Father, we believe you have placed our church here in Pasir Ris for a special purpose.
亲爱的天父，我们知道你把我们放在这里，一定有特别的目的。
And that is to transform this community for Christ.
那就是为了基督转变这个社群。
And we begin this process by meeting practical needs here in this community.
从开始我们就看到我们这个群体里面的实际需要。
And so this morning, as we listen to your word, may your Holy Spirit convict us where we have been indifferent and apathetic.
让今天当我们听你的话语的时候，让圣灵感动我们，看我们哪里是冷漠不关心的。
Give us compassionate and courageous hearts to step out in faith whenever you open doors of opportunity for us to meet practical needs.
让我们有怜悯、勇敢的心，用信心踏出去，让我们看到你要我们服侍人的机会。
And in so doing, we may earn the right to share the gospel with our neighbors.
让我们把基督的福音能够由这个方式传开来。
For our Lord Jesus' sake, Amen.
基督耶稣的名求，阿门。
Please be seated.
请坐。
You know, we don't like to be confronted by the Word of God concerning certain wrong attitudes or wrong behaviors in our life.
我们通常都不喜欢，因为我们自己的态度或者错误的动作，我们面对上帝的话语。
And hence, we sometimes react by questioning the authority of God's Word or its relevance to our situation.
所以我们有时的反应就是我们会反问这个上帝话语的权威。
Or we criticize the preacher or by being on the defensive.
或者我们就讲说，诶，这个牧者说的对不对，或者很有防范之心来面对。
You see, the lawyer in our story, in our scripture passage today, when confronted by Jesus with the importance of neighbor love, knew that he had not measured up to the divine standard.
今天的律法师他知道来到耶稣面前的时候，他在神圣的标准上对于对邻舍的爱他是没有达到这个标准。
So rather than admit that he has been disobedient, he took evasive action. Who is not my neighbor? He asked Jesus.
与其是承认他的不顺服，他回避了，他说谁是我的邻舍呢？
You know, in his mind he was thinking that if he could debate Jesus on that issue,Then he might put up a smoke screen and then make good his escape.
他想说，如果他能够跟基督有一个辩论的话，他可能有一个掩目，他可以逃避。
And so, in answering this question, the lawyer was trying to restrict the application of the command to show love to his neighbor.
所以在问这个问题的时候，律法师其实他局限了这个律法在我们对于邻舍的爱的付出的时候，他局限了这个运用。
See, our Lord Jesus is the master teacher. So instead of giving him a direct answer, our Lord Jesus chose to tell him the parable of the Good Samaritan so that the lawyer himself may discover the answer.
我们基督耶稣是多么棒的教师，与其回答他，他用了这个好撒玛利亚人的预言来帮助这个律法师自己找寻答案。
And from this parable, we discover that there are three different philosophies of life in relation to how we see the needs of people around us.
在这个寓言当中，我们看到了三个哲理，让我们看到我们如何面对我们周遭的人的需要。
So the first philosophy is the exploiting philosophy of the robbers, verse 30.
第一个就是在强盗中剥削的哲理。
You see, this exploiting philosophy says, what you have is mine, and by hook or by crook, I will get what I want.
这个剥削的哲理就是你的就是我的，我不择手段的，一定要得到我所要的。
So we read Luke chapter 10, verse 30. Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead.
我们看路加福音十章三十节，耶稣回答说，有一个从耶路撒冷到耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去了他的衣裳，把他打得半死，丢下他走了。
You see, when the robbers saw this man traveling down the road to Jericho, they saw him as someone that they could exploit.
当强盗看到这个人的时候，他们看到的是一个能够剥削的人。
It did not matter how they might harm him,as long as they got what they wanted.
他们不管他们怎么伤害他，他们只要从他身上得到好处。
See, brothers and sisters, while you and I may not literally, brutally beat up another person and rob him as the robbers did, but we may adopt a similar philosophy without even knowing it.
弟兄姐妹，可能我们不会毒打人或者像强盗一样剥削人，可是我们有同样的哲理。
Sometimes we look at a person.And then we ask ourselves, what can I get out of him or her?
因为有时候我们看到一个人的时候，我们会自己想，诶，我能够从他身上得到什么好处？
And one of the concerns I have is how we treat our domestic servants.
而我所关注的是我们如何对待我们家里的帮佣。
On one occasion, I was having lunch at a very popular chicken rice restaurant in that shopping mall just next to Tan Tock Seng Hospital.
有一次我在吃午餐的时候
，and I saw this young boy, very very small boy, maybe 6-7 years old. He was screaming at the top of his voice at his domestic servant.
我看到一个小男孩，可能六七岁，他一直对他的帮佣大喊。
He was with his grandmother and the domestic servant, and they were eating chicken rice.
他跟他的外婆婆跟帮佣一起在吃鸡饭。
And I was sitting at the table just next to theirs.
所以我坐在他们旁边的桌子。
And I saw this young boy screaming at his maid.
那我看到他不断的对跟他的帮佣叫喊。
I couldn't stand it, so I just walked over to the table. I stooped down and I told the boy in a very stern voice, and I said, "You are only a little boy."A small boy, and your maid is an adult. And I don't want to hear you screaming at her again. Is that clear with you? I said in a very stern voice.
我真的受不了了，所以我走过去说，你是小男孩，你的帮佣是一个大人，我不想再听到你对他大喊，而且我是很用严肃的语气跟他说。
And the boy sheepishly nodded.
他就点点头。
And after that, the grandmother said, thank you to me for reprimanding the boy.
那外婆婆也对我说了谢谢。
And she said, the boy would never listen to her.
因为她说小男孩从来不听她的话。
I wonder what made the boy so rude to his domestic servant because she's an adult. What makes him so rude?
我想为什么这个男孩能够对他的帮佣这么没礼貌呢？
Perhaps she heard he has been hearing his mother screaming at the maid all the time.
可能他自己的母亲对于帮佣也不断的喊叫。
You see, we must never forget that our domestic servants too are human beings, created in the image of God, and therefore we must treat them with dignity.
我们不能忘记，我们的帮佣也是在神的形象样式造的，所以我们一定要有尊严的对待他们。
Let us be reminded that our God is a God, is a champion of the oppressed, and so when we exploit people.And treat them harshly, we are incurring God's wrath and judgment.
让我们提醒自己，我们上帝是拥护被欺压者的。所以，当我们粗暴地对待人的时候，其实我们就犯了神的怒气跟审判。
You see, in our modern society, where things and programs seem to be more important than people, it is very important for us as Christians to once again consider what the Word of God says.
在这个摩登的世界世代上，当事情跟项目比人更重要的时候，我们必须不停地提醒自己，上帝的话语是在说什么。
So our Lord Jesus says in verse 27, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself."
当基督耶稣在27节说的，你要全心全性全力全意爱神，并爱邻舍，如同爱自己。
You know, it is very interesting to note that God in His law.Should include love for our neighbor in the same context as our love for God.
有趣的是，上帝在他的律法当中，他把对邻舍的爱跟对上帝的爱，其实是放在同一个情景中的。
So it is very clear that God considers loving our neighbor as very important.
所以很明确的，上帝把爱邻舍这件事看成很重要的。
You see, in God's sight.People matter more than things. Workers more than the work.
在上帝的眼目中，人是比事还要重要的，工人比工作还要重要。
So to see people as unique beings in God's economy, and to put them in the place where God has reserved for them, is to agree with God on a very basic, fundamental fact of human existence.
当你看到每一个人的独特性在神的这个制度当中的时候，那就是你同意了神这个在基本的人的存在的一个概念。
And conversely, to be more interested in things than in people is to reverse this order of divine priority.
相反的，如果你把事情看得比人重要，你就把这个神圣的先后序打反了。
So, in a sense, to disregard, to manipulate, to use or abuse people is therefore to go against the very purposes of God.
So, when we 欺负人，当我们对人家不义的时候，我们就反了上帝的目的。
See, God gives us things to use and people to love, but when we reverse that divine order and start loving things and using people, then we are adopting.The same exploiting philosophy of the robbers.
上帝是把东西给我们用，把人来给我们爱的。可是当我们打反的时候，去爱那个东西，去用那个人的时候，我们就在运用这个剥削的哲理了。
There is another negative philosophy of life that you and I must guard against. This brings us to our second point.
就是还有一个负面的哲理，在生命中有一个负面的哲理，让我们。来到了第二点。
The indifferent philosophy of the priest and the Levite.
这祭司跟利未人漠不关心的哲理。
So this indifferent philosophy says, what I have is mine, and I will not share with you, with anyone, not even my needy neighbor.
这个漠不关心的哲理当中说，我有的是我的，我不会跟人分享，甚至是我有需要的邻舍，我也不跟他们分享。
So let me read verses 31 and 32. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side.
我们31跟32节，偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他就从那边过去了。又一个利未人来到这地方，看见他也照样从那边过去了。
See, the priest and the Levite look at the man lying half dead on the roadside as a nuisance to avoid. Therefore, they just ignore him. They pass by on the other side.
这个祭司跟利未人看到这个打得半死的人躺在地上的时候觉得讨厌，他们也不理他，所以他们绕着过去了。
I presume the priest and the Levite had good excuses.For not helping the poor man.
我姑且说，这个祭司跟利未人有很好的理由来不帮这个人。
And these are the very same excuses that we often use to defend our lack of love and our lack of concern for people who are in need.
这可能也是我们经常用来不关心别人的一个借口。
You see, the priest or Levite might have said, you know, I've been serving at the temple. I've done my part already.
可能利未人跟祭司说，诶，我在圣殿中已经做了我的服事，我已经做足够了。
So sometimes we excuse personal ministry to the needy on the ground that we already done something in church, we hold a church office, or we have served on a church committee.
有时候我们因为教会中的服事，我们就忘了我们自己对于所区的人的服事。
And so often we serve on committees and make policies, but without meeting real needs.
可能我们在一些同工当中，或者做一些政策，所以我们忘记了我们周遭人的需要。
Again, the priest might have said, "Well, the Levite is coming behind me, so I'll let him do it. I'll let him help the man."
也可能祭司说，诶，利未人就要跟上来了，我就让他做吧。
And when the Levite showed up, he might have said, the priest did not do anything, so why should I?
那利未人来了，可能说，诶，祭司都没做什么，那为什么我要去帮他呢？
Anyway, the Samaritan is coming behind me, so I'll let him do it.
他可能想，诶，撒玛利亚人就来了，让他去做吧。
So doesn't that sound familiar to us? Let someone else do it.
那不熟悉吗？我们常常说，诶，让别人去做吧。
You know, we may not know exactly why the priest or the Levite did not stop to help the poor man, but you and I, I'm sure, can recognize the attitude and sense the shame when we remember the very needy people that we too have passed by on the other side.
我们或许不知道祭司跟利未人为什么没停下来帮这个人，可是我们却能看到我们自己的态度跟羞耻感。当我们看到所需的人，我们却不去帮他们的时候。
See, the priests and the Levites have served in the temple, had been so near God, and yet so far from his heart.
那祭司跟利未人他们在圣殿中服事，他们这么的亲近神，可是却离神的心这么远。
So we may come to church to worship God Sunday after Sunday. We experience the presence of God, and yet return to the world to be as miserly as ever, to have little feelings towards our fellow human beings who are in need.
我们可能一直的来到教会当中，一直的感受他的主的同在，可是回到世界当中，我们却是那么的吝啬，那么的没有看到别人的需要。
The priest represents someone whom we suppose to should be compassionate, and yet he did nothing.
祭司代表了那个一定有怜悯之心的人，可是他却没有做任何事。
He represents someone who has the capacity to help, and yet he did not.
他代表了一个有能力去帮的，可是帮助人的，可是他没有。
Someone who could have done something, but he did nothing.
一个可以去做一些事情的，可是却没有做任何的事情。
So those of us who are leaders in the church, and I'm here speaking to myself as well, we must be particularly sensitive to the needs of people.Around us.
我们在做教会领袖的，我当然也是在说自己，我们要对人的需要特别的敏感。
You see, because of our position as leaders, we are capable of meeting many needs, but sometimes because of our insensitivity to these needs and to the prompting of the Holy Spirit, we become very slow in obeying God's prompting, and therefore we fail to meet real needs.
当我们作为教会的领袖的时候，我们有很多的能力，可能有更多的能力去帮助。可是对于我们不敏感，我们又不听圣灵的感动的时候，我们通常的反应就比较慢了。
Brothers and sisters, we will all stand before God one day to give an account of all the things that we have the capacity to do, but which we fail to do.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们有一天会在上帝的面前述说我们所做的一切，而我们没有做的一切。
We have to stand before God to give an account of all the needs that we could have met, but which we did not meet.
我们要在上帝面前报告我们看到所需的，我们却没有去做的事情。
And then, thirdly, the compassionate philosophy of the Samaritan.
第三就是撒玛利亚人怜悯的哲理。
So this compassionate philosophy says, what I have also belongs to you, and I will help you if I can.
这个怜悯的哲理说，我有的也是属于你的，所以我一定会尽我所能帮助你。
So let me read verses 33 to 35. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back.
我们看33-35节，唯有一个撒玛利亚人路行到这里来，看见他就动了慈心，上前用酒跟油倒在他的伤口，包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。第二天拿出2钱银子来，交给店主说：“你且照应他，此外所费用的，我回来必还给你。”
Do you sense the deep compassion of the Samaritan?
你有感觉到这个撒玛利亚人的怜悯之心吗？
And I believe Jesus particularly used the Samaritan as an example, especially nowadays with the polarization of races. He used someone who is an outcast, a Samaritan, to demonstrate this point.
那我们看到基督耶稣可能他特地的用这个撒玛利亚人，我们知道他们是一个外邦的，他们是一个被唾弃的一个族群。
And so this is the very main thrust of the message of this parable. Anyone who is in need, and I have the means to meet that need, that person is my neighbor.
所以这个预言的教导是有人有需要，而我能够有能力去帮他，那这人就是我的邻舍。
And the example of the Good Samaritan provides us with some clues as to what neighbor love involves.
那撒玛利亚人这个例子就让我们知道，这个爱邻舍如自己。
So very quickly, we'll go through very briefly three of these points. What neighbor love involves. So firstly, neighbor love involves compassion.
邻舍之爱有怜悯。
So when the Samaritan saw this man who was laying by the road, he had compassion.
所以当撒玛利亚人看到这个受伤的人，他有怜悯之心。
And brothers and sisters, I want us to distinguish between what is pity and what is compassion.
弟兄姐妹，有不同的，在可怜跟怜悯是有不同的。
See, pity may cause us to shed a tear or two, but then walks away.
可能你可怜他，所以你掉了眼泪，然后走开了。
Well, compassion comes to help and stay.
但怜悯之心，你却留下来帮助他。
Pity often produces the tears that keep us a safe distance away from another person's problem, but compassion always involves practical help.
可怜之心可能让我们用眼泪，让我们跟这个有需的人有距离。可是怜悯之心，你必须面对实际的帮助。
And because of compassion, the Samaritan was not hindered by a legalistic application of the law, but the very thing I believe probably.Hindered the priests and the Levites from helping.
因为怜悯之心，所以撒玛利亚人没有被这律法所限制。
You see, the priests and Levites probably would have helped the poor man if there were a specific commandment in the law that says, if you see a man lying half dead on the roadside, you should not pass by him, but you must stop and help him.
可能祭司跟利未人如果有一个律法说，如果你看到半死的人在路上的话，你一定要帮助他。
But because the commandment reads instead, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, and did not specify who that neighbor might be or what precisely they were to do for him, they imagined that they were under no obligation to help this poor man.
可是律法却只说爱邻舍如同爱你自己，他没有说谁是你的邻舍，他没有说应该做什么，所以他们想象说他们不需要去帮他。
So sometimes we are guilty of this too.
所以我们有时也会犯这个错。
We let rules and regulations to prevent us from helping people who are in need.
我们让规则阻碍我们去帮助别人。
Some years ago, when American President Ronald Reagan talked about compensating the families of the victims of the Iranian aircraft that was accidentally shot down in 1988, he was asked by reporters whether by helping the family of the victims, was he setting a precedent? And the president said, there is no precedent in showing compassion.
很多年前，美国的总统里根他谈到伊朗客机被意外射下，在1988年的时候，记者就问他：“你这么帮助他们，是不是要设一个前例？”总统说：“在怜悯之事上，我们没有前例。”
May God help us to take off our legalistic cloak and put on His cloak of compassion.
让上帝帮助我们把这个律法的外衣除掉，穿上这怜悯的外衣。
You know, it is a known fact that people who are in the helping services tend to become professional over time and become less compassionate to the people they are helping.
有一个众所周知的是，有些人在他是专业是要帮助别人的时候，他可能长久之下，他失去了怜悯之心。
So those of us who are pastors, those of us who are doctors, nurses, counselors, social workers,the reason why we enter this profession, is because we have a heart for people. But over time, we must watch out for this very professional attitude that we become less compassionate.
所以当牧师、医生、护士或者社工，我们是因为帮助人才进入这个。当我们做久了，我们必须一直的提醒自己，我们一定要有怜悯之心。
Because we meet too many needy people, if you're not careful,we become less compassionate.
因为当你不断地遇到有需要的人的时候，你可能会有麻木的心。
I believe the way to a compassionate heart is an intimate walk with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我相信要有怜悯之心，一定要与基督耶稣同行。
Because the gospel tells us that our Lord Jesus is always moved with compassion for the needy and for the poor.
因为圣经上说，我们基督耶稣总是对贫穷的、有需要的充满怜悯之心。
Then, secondly, neighbor love involves courage. Verse 34.
第二，在邻舍之爱要有勇气。
Notice, verse 34 tells us that the Good Samaritan went to the robber that was lying on the road.
我们看到34节，这个撒玛利亚人。去到了这个受伤的人面
前。Instead of passing him by like the priest and Levite, the Samaritan went to him.
绕过他。
You see, the Samaritan, by doing that, by stooping down to help the poor man, he could have been accused of robbing the poor man.
这撒玛利亚人当他向前的时候，他可能会被诬告说他是在抢劫这个人。
Because remember, Jews and Samaritans.Are supposed to be enemies.
记得犹太人跟撒玛利亚人是敌对的。
But this did not prevent him from going to the man, risking being misunderstood, and helping him.
可是这并没有让他不去帮这个人，他可能被误解，可是他还是做了。
Sometimes we do not help people in need because we are afraid of what other people might say about us.
有时候我们不去帮有需要的人，因为我们害怕别人会怎么看我们。
You see, if Jesus were to be like us, if he were to be afraid of what the religious leaders might say about him, then he would not have showed compassion to the tax collectors and the prostitutes.
如果基督耶稣像我们一样，也怕这些宗教的领袖如何的看待他，他就不会为这些税率跟这些妓女有怜悯之心了。
See, brothers and sisters, neighbor love does not look at obstacles.But at opportunities given to us by God to meet needs.
邻舍之爱，弟兄姐妹，不是看到障碍，而是看到机会，看到神给我们去帮助有需的人的机会。
You know, during the circuit breaker, I was very encouraged to hear that two of our young ladies, one from the English service, the other one from the Chinese service, Lydia and Wei Tin.They volunteered their services at the migrant workers' dormitories.
我们在这个阻断期间，我很受感动，因为我们有两位姐妹 Lydia 跟魏婷，她们自愿的到这个劳工的住宿去帮助他们。
You see, while the average person would shun these migrant workers for fear of infection, or maybe for fear of infecting their own families when they go back to their own families, these two young ladies were courageous.To seize the opportunity to show neighbor love to these migrant workers in their season of need.
一般人我们可能就会怕到了这个住宿里面我们会被感染或者感染我们的家人，可是这两位姐妹却勇敢地站出来帮助他们。
You see, neighbor love always involves courage.
那邻舍之爱永远是需要勇气的。
By the way, as a church, we are also actively looking into meeting the tangible needs of some 400 plus migrant workers who are going to be housed in a school nearby our church.
我们作为一个教会，我们有400多位的外籍劳工将会搬到我们这里附近的学校来，我们将会对他们具体的需要有所反应。
Let us seize this God-given opportunity to show neighbor love to these migrant workers who have helped us as a nation to build roads and buildings.
让我们把这个上帝赐给我们的机会去帮助这群外籍劳工，他们帮了我们国家好多。
Our sister Linda is spearheading this, so we will tell you more how we can be involved. I'm sure we can't visit them, but at least we can go there and bring them something, you know, some food and something to help them to tell them that we are thinking about them. We want to meet their needs.
我们的Linda 姐妹会带动这个工作，可能我们现在还不能去探望他们，可是我们会在接下来的日子报告我们可能怎么样去帮助他们。
You know, as we think about celebrating our anniversary as a church, remember that God has given us this direction towards Jubilee to be a transforming church, transforming our community. And that would include anyone that God may bring, including these migrant workers.
当我们在庆祝我们教会的周年的日子的时候，我们要想到我们要到千禧年的时候，上帝让我们看到的是要在这里来更新整个社群。
And then finally, neighbor love involves cost, verses 34 and 35.
最后，邻舍的爱是需要付出代价的。
It was a very costly affair for the Samaritan to show practical love to the wounded man.
其实，在撒玛利亚帮助这个人的时候，他是付出很大的代价的。
I don't suppose that he would carry a first aid kit, so very likely the cloth that he used to bind up the wounds of the man were his own clothes that he has torn into pieces to bind up the wounds of the man.
我相信他没有急救箱，所以我相信他用来包裹的是他身上的衣服。
And putting the man on his animal would mean that instead of riding on the animal, the man, the Samaritan, would have to walk all the way to Jericho.
所以当他把这个受伤的人放在他的牲口的时候，他必须下来自己走到耶利哥城。
So it was a costly involvement in helping this man.
所以这个帮助这个人是需要付出很大代价的。
And then, checking the wounded man into the inn, paying his rent, and committing himself to pay further expenses. All this pointed to a willingness to show practical love, even when it cost him.
还有到殿中把这些住宿都付了，还要把所有的费用也付了，这都是需要付上代价的。
And the text seems to suggest that the Samaritan was a poor man because he gave 2 denarii, which is 2 days' wages for a common laborer. So definitely not enough for the rent for this wounded man to fully recover.
在经节当中，我们也可以想象说，撒玛利亚人是一个贫穷的人，因为他只拿了2个银子，是2天的工钱，肯定不能够付出所有的费用。
I believe the Samaritan did what he could. That's why he promised the innkeeper that he will pay him more when he returns.
我相信撒玛利亚人他尽他所能了，所以他答应这个店主，他一定回来把所有的费用付上。
You see, brothers and sisters, when we show compassionate love to needy people, there is always a price to pay.
弟兄姐妹，当我们有怜悯的心去帮助人的时候，一定要付出代价。
It will involve our time, our money, our effort, sometimes even our life.
有时候需要我们的时间、我们的金钱、我们的精力，有时候我们献上我们的生命。
You see, ministry that costs nothing accomplishes nothing.
如果没有付上代价的事工，其实它完成的是没有什么的。
So don't be afraid of the cost incurred in helping to meet the needs of others.
所以不要害怕，因为要帮助别人所付出的代价。
So what should be our response having heard the parable of the Good Samaritan.
我们看到这个好撒母利亚人的预言之后，应该有什么反应呢？
So let us read verse 36 and 37. Which of these three, Jesus said, do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? And he said, the one who showed him mercy. And Jesus said to him, you go and do likewise.
那我们读36-37节，你想这三个人哪一个落在强盗手中的灵舍呢？他说是怜悯他的，耶稣说你就照样去行吧。
Go and do likewise.
照样去行吧。
That's what our Lord Jesus wants us to do in response to what we hear this morning.
这就是基督耶稣要我们今天听到的正道的回应。
Once we are shown what it means to love our neighbors as ourselves, all that remains for us to do is to stop debating and stop discussing and start doing.
让我们知道了这个爱邻舍如同自己是应该怎么样的，那我们就不要再辩论了，不要再讨论了，就做吧。
So, brothers and sisters, as we close, let us be sensitive to the many opportunities to meet practical needs throughout this pandemic. And let us step out in faith to show kindness to needy people that the Lord will bring along our path.
弟兄姐妹，在这个疫情当中，让我们对周遭的人所需要的，我们有敏感度，让我们以信心踏出去，对这些有需要的人显出慈悲之心。
So the question is, who is that one person who needs God, whose needs God wants you and I to meet right now?
那最重要的问题是，那个人，上帝要你去看到他的需要的那个人，到底是谁呢？
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Let's pause for a while to allow the Holy Spirit to just speak to our hearts.
让我们安静下来，让圣灵感动我们。
Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for your word this morning.
亲爱的天父，感谢你的话语。
And as your Holy Spirit places the people within our spheres of influence whose needs you want us to meet.
让圣灵让我们看到我们周围的人的需要的时候。
Lord, we may be faithful to obey the prompting of your Holy Spirit.
让我们信实的顺服与圣灵的感动。
Help us to step out in faith, in compassion, with courage.
让我们用信心踏出去，有怜悯之心，有勇敢之心。
So help us, O Lord, we pray.
帮助我们，上帝。
In Christ's name, Amen.
奉基督的名求，阿门。